Welcome to Gorge Audio Trails. This is one of many recordings along the path with different voices sharing on a variety of topics. Just look for the QR codes as you go. For more trails, languages, and transcripts, visit accessiblegorge.com.
My name is Pat Berry, and I was the supervisory park ranger for the visitor facilities at Bonneville Dam for 27 years. And the important thing about Fort Cascades, it's nationally significant. And national significance doesn't come easily. So there has to be a real good reason for that. And the real good reason for Fort Cascades is that it was kind of a focal point of a lot of historic events. There were Native people that passed through there. Lewis and Clark passed through there. People migrating to Oregon passed through there, early settlers of the area. There was a military presence there to protect those settlers. In fact, there were three forts. There was Fort Cascades, at the lower Cascades, which is this place. There was Fort Raines, which was kind of, they called it the middle Cascades. And then up above what used to be the big rapids at near Cascade Locks was Fort Luganville. So this was one of a series of three military forts that were really there to protect settlers as they came through. Now, the forts were abandoned after a while, around the time of the Civil War, because all the soldiers went back to fight the Civil War. And then the locals basically took over the fort site for a community. They built buildings there. There was a hotel there for a while. There were stables to house the vehicles that people used to get to the hotel and so on. Later on, there was a land claim. It was pretty significant. There were lots of things. And then in the 1990s, the people who were living at the Cascades town site decided to move the official records up to Stevenson. And the timing was great because the 1896 flood came through and wiped out all the buildings, removed a lot of topsoil, and really, really changed the area, made it the place that people chose not to inhabit anymore. The focal point of this place is really before Bonneville Dam, because Bonneville Dam was built in the 30s. And the purpose of Bonneville Dam was to get vessels around the Cascade Rapids. And the purpose of this Fort Cascade site was to help get settlers around the Cascade Rapids. But it's a place that's been used, as the Native people say, since time immemorial. So it was felt that this was of national significance because of the many events that occurred on this piece of ground, right, you know, starting with Indigenous people all the way through really today, because today it's used as a recreation site.